Hello and welcome again to the Luke Miller Podcast. I'm glad that you're able to join us as we go through this, as we've been going through the book of Proverbs. And we took a week off last week, or I took a week off last week, but that was because we were in the process of moving from Saskatchewan down to California. And over that time, we had it was a journey. It was 24 hours of total driving time. We spread it out over a few days. But really, one of the things that it gave was a chance to look back and kind of have some perspective of what the last year, 2 years, has really been. Much of that is spent really in hindsight, looking back and seeing how God has provided in many different ways. And if you've ever driven through the state of Nevada, you'll know that you have plenty of time to ponder. I didn't realize how much nothingness was out there. Now, one of the things that I also noticed that was different is when I would drive through Saskatchewan, I mean, you knew that you were in the middle of nowhere. However, you couldn't see that you were in the middle of nowhere. It was just flat. When you get to Nevada, you actually have elevation changes. So you get up to a top of what is a hill, and you see as far as the eye can see, and you see nothing. And so it gives this fresh perspective as you look at from up top down and see what's around you. And that's kind of actually almost metaphorical for what I found myself doing on a drive to California with, most times, I want to say, Sarah, two boys, and the dog all asleep in the car. And so I just had, I guess we could say, time to ponder, which was great because we've been looking at the book of Proverbs, looking at how we make decisions, looking at what Proverbs tells us about our role in family and our role with friends and how we seek out good friends, the decisions that we make, the choices that we see, and how we approach those said choices. And again, remember, Proverbs is so much about a guide to living out a life that is godly, fearing God, and growing in Him. And what we see from Proverbs, one of the passages that we have seen repeatedly come up is Proverbs 13:13, which says, he who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded. And when we look at Scripture, I believe that this sets out the parameters, the promises, the principles that God has set forth in Scripture. In most situations we face are already dealt with in the Word of God. Every Word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. And so I think one of the biggest things that I have seen in this, in the moments of retrospect and looking back, is that picture of God lighting the path in front of us, showing us the next step, as opposed to what we naturally want, which is the big picture thing. God, show me where I'm going to be in a year, in 2 years, and what the next. But rather, it's about lighting that next step. And that promise that he'll guide us in the steps that we take. We always just naturally want big picture. The other thing is that we're not the first who've gone through whatever we're going through, right? And every situation that we face, I truly believe, every word of God proves true, and that he is a shield for us who are willing to take refuge in him. And we've talked about God's will, and God has already revealed his general will for us in his word. And that's one of those things that we need to go after, is studying God's word and be willing to see that God really answers a lot of the questions that we may be asking right in his word. Here's some clear statements that I think is good for us to take a look at, and this is how I would kind of phrase today as reacting to God's word and what that looks like, which is clear statements from God's word regarding God's will for us. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a whole lot more, but I think these are some clear statements that we see, and not just in the book of Proverbs. The one is to practice justice, love kindness, and walk humbly, right? That's that famous Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. I mean, that is a very clear statement on what God wants. Practice justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. The other is that something we see in Romans chapter 12, which is don't be conformed, but rather be transformed, right? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. All right? So allowing God to transform your life, which then allows you to in turn impact the world rather than be conformed by the world, be transformed by God, and then move out into the world so that you can also help transform the world. The other is to walk wisely and be mindful of time. And the passage for this I usually see is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Right? The other key one that we've seen is being set apart. All right? For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. But abstaining from immorality, being set apart from the world. We live in it, and we want to impact it. And part of that is also being able to set ourselves apart from what is unfortunately impacting the world right now. And here's the tough one in all of this, is really being thankful in all that happens. I mean, we've heard this passage over and over before from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 18, which says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I can't say enough how much of a struggle that usually is understanding the promise of persecution in our lives, understanding that bad things will happen to us, understand that we will be persecuted for what we believe. This is a key component, and I don't want to get into a future sermon here because it's coming up as at sunrise we take a look at the Beatitudes, and there's a very good picture of persecution in Jesus' mission statement for how we're supposed to live. Blessed are you if you are persecuted for what you believe in and what you stand up for. And so you tie that in with that 1 Thessalonians 5 passage and give thanks in all circumstances, and it has to be something that you are willing to acknowledge and take in. And in that you are able to delight in the will of God. The sooner we are able to accept that promise of persecution, the sooner we will be able to delight ourselves in the will of God. Right? So as long as you live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, right? Is saying, you know, as long as you live, don't do this living in, no longer focused on the passions of the flesh, but rather focusing on the will of God. The sooner you'll be able to delight in God. And not just delight in God, but delight in the will of God, right? And so we've got to start to create this culture and a culture shift that is formational and foundational to who we are and where we want to go. And I can't stress this enough, is that starts with a lot of it being reflective or taking times of reflection of, I don't want to say we should all take a drive in Nevada or in Australia, take a walkabout, whatever the term is for wherever you are, but allowing us to take some time and reflect on what God has done, but also reflect on where He is leading. What is the next step? I mean, let's focus on that immediately. There is a key difference in seeking out God's will and understanding God's purpose. And there's a difference between that, God's will and purpose, and our own agenda. For the longest time, when it would be minus 40 out, I would joke that I just wait by the phone every Monday, waiting for that church that is in Bermuda, that is waiting for that is going to just call me up out of nowhere and say, hey, we've been looking for a pastor who will minister to the golfers of Bermuda, and we think that you're the one, right? Is that working my own agenda into God's will? Yes, of course golfers need Jesus. Of course, you know, people need Jesus in Bermuda. But am I being slightly biased in my own agenda? Right? And so being able to discern that is key. And I think if we want to understand and we want to perceive and we want to discern all of this, I think the way that we have to do this, hands down, is being persistent in prayer in our lives. It's that way that we can seek God's guidance. A very easy way which we can seek God's guidance as we make decisions. And prayer and persistent prayer and relentless prayer is actually imperative to how we're called to live. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2 says, whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. Right? God's way is for us to really slow down and pray on where he's leading us. Proverbs 21:5 also says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Right? What it's saying is most of the bad decisions that I make and people make are a result of not taking the necessary time to lay things out before God and pray. Here's the principle that I want us to take away from today. Whenever possible, choose to pray and ponder this for at least a day before making a decision, whatever it may be. And even in, not just in your own personal life, in church life, I mean, it is one of the things that I appreciate is if I've seen over and over, and even just recently, you know, there's someone comes to me with an idea and says, I've got this idea and this is what I would love to see, but let's pray about this, right? Let's seek God's will. I need to know that this is not just my thing, but this is God's thing. And a day or two later, another conversation happens, and it's like it's been developed into something great only just by praying and really seeking out God's will. Here's a good prayer to pray from. It comes from Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9, right? Which says, two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I will be full and deny what you say. Deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of the Lord. Literally, it's saying, God, I trust you. Right? And in any areas. Right? And so it's also that call to action. Sometimes prayer can be can also be an excuse for indecision or a lack of obedience to God's revealed word, right? Remember, God's word is telling us, and a lot of the answers are already in God's word as we're trying to seek his will on what we should do. You know? And so when you pray, pray for his power and pray to demonstrate your dependence on him. That is absolutely key in this, right? Don't just ask him what you're supposed to do. Pray and listen to him and obey. And then don't, when that answer is clear, don't delay on this. Do what he has commissioned you to do, period. Right? And so even as I look at this, we have to ask the one key thing, and this is in how we react to when God's, you know, this is all about our reactions today, once we know God's will, right? We ask, what are my motives as I'm looking at this? It's important to check our motives. Proverbs chapter 16, 2. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. What it's really saying is, do we have blind spots in our lives? Are there areas that we just don't see that are troubling to us? Is there sin that we haven't confessed? Is Jesus truly occupying first place in your life, or has he taken a back seat to something? Are you truly willing to do his will no matter what it is? And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Right? And so here's the challenge of what our motives are. It's easy to do what sounds best or what feels good only to end up going the wrong direction. Right? Because it is the easy way. I think part of this was realized, again, you're getting another trip story here from our journey from Saskatchewan down to California. But for the last year, it felt easy that, you know, even though we weren't down in California yet, it was very easy for us to find ourselves in a place where we had someone to blame for that. Not God, but just a random border person or an immigration official somewhere that bureaucracy had gotten caught up in. And so we knew everything was going to happen, but at any point, it was just, we could blame it on bureaucracy or something like that. And then all of a sudden, our visa comes through. And as we cross the border with visa in hand, all of a sudden there was a reality of like, this is us moving. Like, this is God leading. Like, it just became more and more evident how much this was God leading. There's no excuses for why we weren't down or why we hadn't gotten there yet. It was just simply us in a car driving to California knowing this is the next season of life. And as I look back at it and I look at motives, I really think that was an important part of the story of how we got down to Sunrise and how we got down to California. Is when I first saw the story or the ad for or the position for Sunrise, it was in September, and it was easy for me just to say, "Well, this is California. Of course, I want to go." But instead, Sarah and I stopped and we prayed about it. And we said, let's pray about it for like 3 months. Let's not even look at the church. Let's just ask if God is entering us into a new season. And 3 months later, you know, we find ourselves in December and it is minus 30 out. At that point, I don't have to convert between Fahrenheit and Celsius, but it's minus 30 out. And we felt maybe God was leading us to a new season, but you know, we said, let's pray about it, because now it's just easy to say, okay, it's December in Saskatchewan and that's California and they are still golfing out there or it's still nice weather out there. So we prayed about it and started looking more into Sunrise. And then in February, we really said, we've been praying about it. We think God is leading us, but let's put out one more fleece, if you will. And that was, we knew we were coming to a job search 5-6 months late. By all intents and purposes, they should have been arriving at their final people and not even had a conversation with us. And we sent in I sent in my resume and my CV, and really, the thought was, God, if this is your will, it is your will. And if not, that's fine. We're just seeking your guidance in this. And the next day, we got a phone call, right? We had to rely, ask what our motives were. But at some point, we could not use just earnestly, constantly, and over a very long time, not act on it. when God was clearly opening doors. And so there's a clear difference of, you know, A, checking what our motives are, but also we can't, when God is opening doors, we can't procrastinate on this, being like, are you sure, God? Are you sure this is the right way? After he's opened door after door after door. So that's where we find ourselves in this. And next week, what I want to do, and we're going to wrap up, this series on Proverbs with continuing looking at our reactions to God's will. And we're going to look at that by seeing how we also seek God's will a bit more, by surrounding ourselves with the people, looking at our own context and how that sometimes affects our decision-making and reaction to going where God is leading us. And also asking what my witness looks like as I follow God's will, you know, kind of a litmus test on how we're able to move forward when we start to follow God's will or are about to make decisions and make wise decisions. And so, and in the end of it too, is really asking that question, how will the decision that I'm able to make draw me nearer to God? Right? And so all of these things and more are for next week, but I feel I'm about to start in on that, so I better wrap it up. So we're going to finish off next week looking at, again, continuing along good decisions and the will of God and how that looks for us in Proverbs. I hope you're enjoying this. Again, I am. And so we will come back next week, but let me pray, and then we'll finish up. God, I just thank you that you can show us your will. I pray that you will soften our hearts to see that to have pure motives in the decisions we make, that we will earnestly seek you and seek your purpose, not our own agenda in our lives. And so we thank you for who you are, and we just pray that we'll be able to use this and live wisely this week as we seek your will in every aspect of our life. Not just in the areas where we think are hard decisions, but every area. And so we just pray these things all in your amazing and holy name. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm glad that you were able to join us, and I am loving it that I am doing this from, I want to say, my studio, which is just a fancy way of saying my office, down in Fair Oaks, California at sunrise. So take care, have a great week, and I look forward to this conversation next week. Goodbye.